What is up, guys? It's March 21st, and we're here with the good, the bad, and the ugly when it comes to carbs. All right, guys, so let's just go ahead and jump right into this. You know, I get quite a few questions. What are carbohydrates? What do they do? Why can't I have this? Why can't I have that? What kind of carbs do I need to be eating? What's good and what's bad? I need to know now. Okay, so carbs are pretty simple. It's not that bad. There's just a lot out there that make people question, like, you got popcorn. Can I have popcorn? Can I have chips? Can I do this? Can I do that? If you stay under your caloric daily intake, technically you can eat anything. There was a guy, I believe at John Jay College, that actually ate Oreos and Doritos and lost 27 pounds. So it's all about what you put in and what you get out. Now, saying he probably didn't feel all that great just because of how much processed food he was eating. So let's get into this. Simple carbs are refined sugar, white bread, the sugar you put in coffee or tea, rice, and two that are actually better than the others that I wouldn't actually recommend, but they're not as bad as what you would say as the others are, which would be milk and fruit. Fruit in the mornings is probably best, an apple. By the time you eat an apple, chew it and swallow it and eat it, you've pretty much burned it off. So it's like not eating anything. Simple carbs are easily digested, almost instantaneously, especially if it's sugar you put in coffee or white bread. You know, that's not filling at all. You know, eating a bologna sandwich with white bread is, everybody can eat that and some chips and be hungry about an hour later. You're not getting full from that. You're just taking in quite a few calories from it. Complex carbs are unprocessed grains, things that are not touched by human hands, whole cut oatmeal, quinoa, brown rice, and sweet potatoes. Now, you can see there's a dramatic difference between simple and complex. It seems like simple, besides milk and fruit, everything is processed. And you would be correct. So if you had to guess, what do I need to remove from my diet in order to see good results and maybe be healthier? Good guess. Take simple carbohydrates out of your diet. On the occasion, they're okay. Maybe once a month is a cheat day. You know, eat a Snickers bar or something. You know, eventually you get to looking at food as numbers instead of, you know, does the food taste good? Especially a bodybuilding. That's one thing that I learned quite a few years ago is, you look down at a plate of food and you're seeing 50 grams of protein, 40 grams of carbs, and 30 grams of fat. You know, you're not really looking at steak, potatoes, sweet potato, and butter. You know what I mean? So you start looking at things in that aspect and things start changing for you. Okay, so now that you know the difference between simple and complex, what's the difference between them? Yes, I know which is in each category. What's the difference? And that would be digestive time. Okay, like I said earlier, refined sugar is almost instantaneously in your system when it comes to processed sugar that you put in drinks or, you know, like a soda. Almost within 10 minutes, your blood sugar is spiking, just depending on the person. That's not a definite stat, but almost instantaneously in the bloodstream. Okay, so the digestive time between, say, white bread and whole grain bread, white bread could be in the system within the hour. And whole grain bread, as my wife calls it, bird seed bread, can be in your system about 4 hours later. So your body has to work harder for what it's getting, therefore burning even more calories and making your body work harder to absorb it. So you have oatmeal, which is very filling. All complex carbs are very filling because they're so dense. Simple carbs, your body doesn't have to work. I can sit down and eat a whole bag of chips, no problem. I can't sit down and eat four cups of brown rice. I'd be so full, I'd be busting. So the difference is the calories would be the same, but the fill would be different. Okay? So the digestive time is completely different on two different ball fields. Okay? So what do you think you need to do to adjust your diet in an appropriate way to see results? Not instantaneously, but not along with energy and just overall feeling better, would be removing simple carbohydrates from your diet. Okay? So what happens to carbs? say you drink a Coke. What happens to the Coke? Okay, so broken down into simple sugar, which your body doesn't have to work very hard for a Coke. Then you have insulin, which is released to absorb the sugar, take the sugar, and give it to cells. Okay, so insulin is the workhorse of the eating body. Okay, the body is not a, I've said this before, it's not a muscle building machine, it's not a fat burning machine, it's a fat building machine. It is made to store fat. I don't know when I'm gonna get to eat next. I'm in constant afraid mode. I'm gonna store everything I get that's extra. That's why you have 600 people walking around. I mean, 600 people, 600 pound people walking around. They just eat a lot of carbs. So when you eat, say, a cup of brown rice, say your body is constantly breaking it down, constantly breaking it down. 4 hours later, it's finally in your bloodstream. The insulin has a steady release instead of a all at once, burns it off and it's gone. It has a constant energy source for 4 hours, okay? It's not gone in 15 to 20 minutes. The body has 4 hours of constant energy. That's why you feel so much better. Your insulin doesn't jack up real high. It gets at a steady pace, and then it just keeps absorbing it, taking it to the cells. Keeps absorbing it, taking it to the cells. And then when it's gone, it's gone. But within 15 minutes, a Coke can be gone. Insulin be 200. Your blood sugar being 200. And that's a sign that the insulin is having to work in overdrive because it's having a, I mean, that's high. 200 is high. Normal is, I think, when it fasted, it should be below 100. So your insulin's having to take all of that sugar. So what's it going to do with what's left over? It's going to store it, of course. Okay? So when your body senses sugar, insulin is immediately released. So you can understand if you drink a Coke with 55 grams of sugar, how much is going to get stored. Depending on how much is burned. Now, if you're a constant runner and you're in a caloric deficit all the time, it's different for you. But they don't usually drink Cokes because it makes them run like crap. So, because it's crappy energy. You are what you eat, people. Okay? So, with simple sugars, you get hungrier faster. It's proven fact. I can eat Chinese food and in an hour, I'm like, okay, baby, what you cooking for dinner? Okay? So, you can absorb simple carbs really fast, digest them, and be ready for your next meal. That's a problem. In dieting, you want to stay fuller longer. Eating more nutritional food will do that for you, such as the complex carbs that I listed earlier. Okay? So, what's crazy about this is you think, you're like, man, he makes simple sugar sound so bad. Well, they're actually finding a link between big jumps in blood sugar and diabetes and heart disease. So what a diabetic doesn't have, a severe diabetic doesn't have any insulin. So they have to inject insulin to do the work for them, or that's why their blood sugar is 400. Their insulin, their pancreas is not secreting insulin. So they have to inject synthetic insulin to do the job. So they're actually finding a link in people who are actually partaking in a lot of simple carbohydrates that are causing them to be diabetic. They're linking it. It's not proven yet, but I mean, you can pretty much put two and two together and say, if I do this to my insulin all the time, my body's going to quit making it. We were never made to eat this junk that people try to sell us. We were never made to eat refined chocolate or chips. I mean, this stuff didn't exist 200, 300 years ago. You know, just because it tastes good doesn't mean it's good for you. And that's common sense. Look at the back of the label and say, what am I doing? I mean, you're like, wow, there's only 150 calories. And people are thinking, that's to the whole bag. No, dude, there's 12 servings to that bag. You're eating like 1,300 calories. There's very few people that I don't know that can sit down and eat a whole bag of chips, no problem. That's 1,500 calories. And it's easy. They make it so easy. Okay? It's full of calories. You try to eat 1,500 calories of steak. I bet you couldn't do it. I mean, that's like 2.5 pounds of steak. There's no way. It's more dense. It's more calorically dense. So, I don't even know what that's word. Calorically. It's more calorie dense. So, you want to eat things that are more calorie dense. Okay? So that you stay fuller longer. That is the answer. You know, like I'm on 1,800 calories a day right now. And I struggled at first. because I'm used to eating rice. And when I was bulking, I was eating rice, you know, other things, white potatoes, you know. And now I'm like, by God, 1,800 calories is literally nothing. You know, I eat a New York strip, eat some peanut butter, and a couple protein bars, and that's it. So you want to eat things that are more dense and will keep you fuller longer and keep you from binge eating. Simple carbohydrates need to be pretty much completely eradicated from your diet. So that's the answer to the carb equation, guys. It's just, I mean, that's why the keto diet is so popular. They're like, you know what? Let's just take them all out. That way we ain't got to worry about it no more. That's probably going to be my next episode, is the keto diet, to get on the horse or not. So thanks, guys, for tuning in to the good, the bad, and the ugly when it comes to carbs.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.